The following podcast contains strong language as well as substantial sexual and adult content. Listener discretion is advised, as well as active listening. Hey, party people! As I mentioned on our last bonus episode, we have a tendency to wander off topic here at Browser History. Today's bonus episode includes material that didn't make it into the episodes just because we needed to save time, and the topics and stories discussed and shared didn't fit into the main conversation we were attempting to have. So please enjoy these moments that give you a little bit of insight into all of our lives.
Oh, yeah, that's what I found for this week.
I mean, are we not going to touch the designer baby part of it at all?
Or? I mean, my research was primarily focused on the HIV stuff, because designer babies is a whole other kettle of fish, so to speak.
Who keeps fish in a kettle?
I don't know. Laura, where do you keep your fish?
Well, I keep them in, there used to be glass vases, or like vases. Yeah, that's where I keep them.
I didn't even know you had fish. Mm-hmm. I just thought you were serving fish constantly.
Yeah. No, I have them. They're my sons now. I'm a fish mom.
Oh, God. How does that compare to a cat lady?
Like, way worse, maybe? Like, I don't know. Actually, probably just more, like, narcissistic and wonderful. Because they like me, and but they just like me for food, so it's great.
I am your god! Yeah. I decide whether you live or die.
This is also off topic, but did you see the viral photo of the kid who slept with his fish?
No.
It was a new fish, and the kid's really little. So no, he took the fish out of the water to cuddle with it as he went to sleep.
No.
Because he just didn't understand the idea that...
Did the flailing not
I don't know.
Clue him in?
Everything about a fish is like uncuddleable. You don't cuddle. It's slimy. It's tiny.
And it gets scary when it's like as it's dying because it's fighting for its life.
I don't know. Maybe he fell asleep quickly.
That is Ted Bundy.
But yeah, so the parents naturally, upon discovering the dead fish in their child's bed, took a photo.
Great.
I'm pretty sure that kid's a sociopath.
Yeah, it's a sociopath child.
Well, it comes from throwing all the cheese at him.
Ooh, there's news.
Do we just need to switch this to a meme and internet trend podcast? Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll be Jesus. Like everybody else.
I mean, I've had arguably also like the closest experience or the closest practical real world experience of the situation, and it was trash, it was garbage, and it was what happened was I had a summer fling with a girl. She was a twin, and it was the twin sister was also seeing some guy who was a total fucking dirtbag, and we're all at a house party. She finds the sister finds out that her guy that she was dating was cheating on her, and you know, promptly kicks him out of the house. There's this whole hubbub or whatever, and in her sort of inebriated state, she wants to get back at him by doing like the one thing that he had always been trying to pressure her to do, which was twin, you know, threesome with twins. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, or the wrong place at the wrong time, depending on who you ask, and was just kind of blindsided by this. I was crossfaded as fuck and sobered up instantly of like, oh God. Because like, if you're especially if you're trying to prove to everyone else and yourself that you're straight, and your hot blonde girl that you're dating says, "Hey, me and my twin like wanna like tag team you," you say yes. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to, you know, and I literally had to like go into the bathroom, like give myself a pep talk of like, "You're gonna do this. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be enjoyable." And it sucked because like the sister was just completely fucked up. me and the girl who I was dating, who I gave the most attention to, we were both like, we could both tell we were not into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sort of like, why are we here? Yeah. And yet the social contract still dictated that we both had to like fake finishing before we could leave.
Oh no.
And so it's, yeah, exactly. Like there was, at no point did I get any sort of vibe between the two of them that like there was, that it was like, one person was literally just trying to get back at, you know, stick it to their ex, and the other was just sort of doing a huge, like, you know, I guess.
So nobody was there for the right reasons.
Yeah, no one was there for the right reasons. It just
even
was.
Even if they weren't twins.
Exactly, yeah. And so, yeah, I don't see any version of the situation, at least based on my own experience, that would be pleasurable. So, like, yeah, at the end of the day, whose job is it, really, to teach kids about sex?
I think parents...
Queer scientists.
Yeah. That's it. Only those people.
Yeah, I don't think it can be left to just parents, because...
No!
Yeah, can't. And it can be left only, to the, you know, public school system anymore. Eventually... Like, but we need to have some kind of science-based situation coming in with public schools, because that's where you're going to be able to find children.
Eventually.
That's where you find children.
Ask any pedophile, they'll tell you that's exactly where you find children.
It's and, as far as homeschool kids, we need to be able, they need to be required to go in, and they need to be required to learn some science on it. They don't, and get some education on it, because, whew,
and on
gross.
The eighth day, God invented the Remington pump action rifle so that man could fight the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And the homosexuals.
Amen.
Because there are definitely some homeschool children that get it. It's just parents-based, you know, like some of them that are taught it, and most of them aren't.
Three of my cousins were homeschooled until high school.
Wow.
And they're remarkably well-adusted.
Yeah. They probably had good parents teaching them things.
They had parents who, like, my aunt literally was like, I don't mind if they're swearing in films, as long as they don't say GD.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of parenting
that's
they got.
Cute.
Wow.
Like, I love them dearly, but they are hella Christian.
Yeah. The photographer of my bloody pictures, it was homeschooled. And she even is just like, yeah, sometimes I meet homeschool kids and I'm like, holy crap, you are so homeschooled. But she's an incredibly well-adjusted human. But yeah, she had parents that taught her things.
As much as I learned acts from porn, I also did look up a lot of things in like a more academic sense. Like, I learned how to bottom from like an article on how to do it. Yeah. So I did look that up.
I learned by doing.
Yeah.
That's not the best way to learn how to bottom.
I learned how to fake it through watching movies. And then I just faked it till I made it.
Some Harry Met Sally action.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I learned how to fake it from Graham Norton. So anyway... Yeah.
What?
No, one of the guests from Graham Norton, she's like, literally, if you want to fake it, as a woman especially, like, just pretend you're getting into a really hot bath. And she's like,
oh my God, that's amazing. You ever faked an orgasm?
Oh, yeah, of course. Duh.
Same.
Yeah, same.
They say men can't do it, but they can.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I can.
Especially
if
you're in the shower and you're like, I want this to be over.
Exactly.
I can. Where'd it go?
Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm 30 now. Like, I'm tired.
I've had guys fake cum, and I'm like, they do it, and then I'm like, that's a really bad fake cum. If you want to stop, we can just stop. And they're like, yeah, I'm tired. And I'm like, you're gonna have to do better. Like, that's clearly fake. No, I came. I totally came. Yeah, you're bullshit.
Yeah, I haven't faked an orgasm in a while, but I'm at the point where now it's like, if the person I'm with comes and I'm like, done, I'm like, okay, cool.
Okay, we're done.
Like, I don't need to, like,
yeah, it's
yeah
like,
I'll, need to I'll try and fake it, and then if they ask, I'm like, no. Yeah. Like, I don't full on fake it, but I'll just pretend like, oh, I'll be out of breath, and then like, wait, did you come? And I'll be like, no, it's fine.
It's like, no, it's good. I'm good, I promise. Yeah.
There was literally a thing when my best friend had her baby afterwards, things were sewn up, and then she like went to pee afterwards, like weeks later, and like found like the threads from the stitches in, like, she had peed them out because they like, and I was like, are you a spider now? Like, what's happening?
That's in web shoot from your urethra.
Okay.
Spider dick. Oh
my God. Now I'm like, if you top and you don't eat ass, then you're weak and natural selection is coming for you. Because yep. Like,
same, yes.
What the fuck? Like, you're, I don't, there's
the
no
only
excuse.
The only time I won't eat ass is if I put a finger down there and I bring it to my nose and I smell something I shouldn't.
That's very true. But
and
like,
then I'm not putting my tongue in that.
And even, yeah. And even then I haven't always checked the oil before going down.
Oh, I always check
but
the oil.
Anywho, I'm like, yeah, if you're a top that doesn't eat ass, and if you're a top that gets squeamish about a little, you know, a little Hershey action happening on your cock, then fuck you. You're like, you don't have no business.
But
topping,
Hershey
but
action on my tongue is not gonna happen.
No, never. Hershey action on your cock.
It depends.
A little bit. Depends. I mean, look at where you're sticking it. Look at where it's going. Okay, like, obviously, we all like to pretend that we're always taking pure for men. We're always ready, but like, sometimes shit happens.
It's okay. It's the people who think that they're ever ready that are always the problem for me.
Okay. That's fair. But at the same time, if you're one of those guys who wants the top and you're squeamish about a little bit,
I'm not squeamish, then fuck off.
Yeah.
But it's a boner killer.
I mean, depending on the amount. If it's like a
little. That is true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
If it's just like a if I'm done, if I just finish and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, there's just a little bit. It's fine. That's why I put a towel down. Like, it's whatever.
Oh, no, I literally had someone, like, almost a fully formed shit
on
me once, and that I kicked him out so fast.
Oh, my God. Well, it feels disrespectful. It was like, you weren't ready.
To be fair, we'd been fucking for, like, 2 hours.
Okay, that's not fair.
My barometer is not necessarily what comes out, but how do they respond? If they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, you're fine. It's totally fine. But there was one where it was bad. Like, I had to stop because of the smell.
The smell
and then
is really the,
and then
the
no. That wasn't it. It was the fact that I was like, oh shit. And then he's just like, oh, I guess you have to clean that up. I'm like, fuck you, get out. If he had been apologetic about it, I would have been like, you're fine, honey. It happens. Let's get in the shower. Let's make sure you're all cleaned up.
See, I'm more forgiving of someone who is a regular partner. That doesn't normally happen. If it's the first time we've fucked, I'm generally like, I sent you a picture of my dick.
You know, yeah.
You know.
There's no excuse.
Like,
be ready.
You need to be ready.
Well, and I would rather you be like, listen, I want to fuck, but I can't get ready in time. Like, I will understand that. You've got that cool way of talking. I don't know.
Wait, were you when we're on headphones, were you wearing, or sorry, did you not listen ever to Love and Sexy Magic by Sierra featuring Justin Timberlake?
Like, I don't think so.
I
don't think
so. I mean, I probably
said it like you've never heard it before. And
I've probably heard it. I'm like, y'all are going to hate me.
No.
We already do.
I just listened to Lemonade.
Oh.
Because it wasn't on Spotify.
Correct.
Before. Okay.
Mike's the plastic tiara of this table.
I don't listen to radio.
Okay, first of all, whoa. First of all, your first mistake was just listening to it and not watching it during the free weekend you could have had of HBO Go, you dumb fuck.
So, you know what's funny is that when I got HBO, the first thing that I looked up was Lemonade. And it wasn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, because I thought it was going to be there for a while.
The first time I
heard Lemonade, I watched it, and it was so
like
much
some of the songs. So like when I was listening to it, I was like, okay, I've heard some of these songs before. Definitely, like obviously, I've heard Formation.
Yes,
but like some of these songs I hadn't heard before.
Oh my God!
So and then they put the Carters on Spotify too. So now I'm listening.
The Carters was always on Spotify.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, I just assumed it wasn't because
Lemonade is still not on Spotify.
Yes, it is.
It just got added.
What? When?
Like 2 days.
2 days ago.
Okay, because I was like last week I was looking for it because I was like, is this happening yet?
Now I can be like, hey Google, play Formation.
Lemonade just came out again, and yeah,
it's
Taylor Swift has it.
Y'all, you know what this means.
What?
It means we're getting new Beyonce music soon.
I know.
Oh.
Okay, wait. So it's back to.
So yeah,
I'm Love, Sex, Magic. I remember it now.
Ignoramus.
Deficit.
Yeah, I remember this now. It's Justin Timberlake.
This is when everyone thought Sierra was like, everyone thought Sierra was a man for a little bit. Like she had that controversy about her, and it was like around this song.
Except
I have never heard this.
Why do we sleep on Sierra?
She's so good. She's so good.
No one's sleeping on her now.
I mean, I have
plenty of people are sleeping.
I have one of my playlists on Spotify features Sierra because I love her music.
Like Level Up has been the best gym song that in the past for me, like for the past couple years.
Is that
she totally,
in,
like if I'm trying to squat heavy and squat deep, like Level Up is blaring in my ears.
She ended Chelsea Handler and 50 Cent's relationship. Like 100%.
Really?
Yeah, because they were already because like,
she wanted to fuck Chelsea Handler?
No. Oh, exactly. No, because she's a man. No, Sierra
is it from an album or is it
was
just
dating
solo?
50 Cent for a while and there got to be drama just, when Chelsea and 50 Cent were dating.
Do you know that song?
No.
And she was what? Like, excuse
I don't
me.
Know music.
Like,
I don't
like,
keep up with music.
No, like, that is my man, and blah, blah, blah. It became drama, and Chelsea Handler was like, I gotta bounce, dude. I'm not putting up with this shit. I am old. That's fair. I am old, and this is bullshit.
Chelsea
this is childhood.
Doesn't. Chelsea's got Chelsea.
Okay,
she's
I might have heard this.
Oh, yeah. Do you like Shoe Game by Lil Mama?
What?
Do you like Shoe Game by Lil Mama?
It's all right.
Oh, I don't know.
I love the video for that one.
Okay, I don't know any of this.
I only know Lip Gloss.
Shoe Game looking like
my boo game. I get really, really like in the weeds for television and music has just, especially because I don't drive, I don't listen to like radio.
Well, the radio
and so I just
has
stick.
Nothing.
I know, but it's like I just stick with my Spotify and what I, the artists I already know until somebody is like, you need to listen to this, like Lizzo.
I don't know who Lizzo is.
Oh my God. You need to listen.
Sorry.
To
you've
this.
Heard. You've
heard good as this. Hell. You've heard good as
oh,
hell.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
You've heard and Juice.
Oh yeah, yeah. Never mind.
I know about Boys.
Forgot.
What about Boys?
I love Boys.
Boys. Not that one.
No.
No. But I love that song.
Okay.
I love that song.
Hold on.
Make a girl go crazy.
We haven't talked about Britney. Are we okay?
She took a hiatus, right? She's like taking a break.
Supposedly
right now?
She was. I mean, she's fine now. She's back on. She started posting on Instagram again. But she was in an institution for a while. It was discussed that her dad had locked her up, actually, and that she did not actually.
I mean, she's always had mental issues.
Yeah. No one cares.
No, we care. We just don't know anything.
Yeah.
We can't
there
have
was a
opinions,
huge conspiracy, and then the whole Free Britney thing happened because they thought she was away.
And then I saw people posting about how stupid the Free Britney thing was because it was like, if she needs help, let her get help.
Yeah.
No, it was the situation of because she is in the awkward. What is it called?
Position.
Yeah, well, position, but
public
like
eye.
It's an actual law. Like she
legal
is
term?
Not her own.
Oh, non compos mentis.
Her
dad basically
of
has
sound
to make
mind.
Decisions for her.
You're talking about power of attorney.
Yes, basically, like her power of attorney situation, and he has the ruling, and he has sole ruling now. Mm. And for a while, it was thought that she did not make this decision.
That's fucked up.
It doesn't. No, it's fine. That's what power of attorney is for. Is like, listen, you're
it is
not
supposed to be there, yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So, it's,
but power of attorney does get abused.
It can
on old people, not on people who are.
And also,
if he is able to make a case for non compos mentis against her, and she is as wealthy and powerful as she is, then he's got something.
And I think I just looking at her in the videos.
Do we not? I mean,
so
do we not
similar.
Remember 2007, Britney? Yeah. Like
she looked very similar to one of my really good friends with manic depression. Like she looked very similar to someone coming off of a manic episode. That's just what she looked like to me.
Yeah. So I hope she gets the help that she needs,
so too.
And then
I think she has, and I think she's gonna bounce back. But it did worry me, and it made me very sad. Yeah.
But also I could take or leave her music. So, anywho.
Yeah, it's more just her as a person. Mm-hmm. And someone in
Yeah, she doesn't put out hits anymore.
No.
But I enjoyed Glory.
Do you think she wants to put out hits anymore?
No, she's on Vegas. My yeah, gosh.
Vegas is where careers go to die.
Yes. But she's still it's still work. It's still work, mm-hmm. work. So
All right, I guess that was just like, a really great.
I was like, next points. What are our next points?
I didn't know. I was like, I did not expect that end to be that clean. Like we touched at least on all of those. So,
like a Catholic priest.
Oh, no.
So good.
That's why you got the microphone.
Note that it was the two actual former Catholics that are telling jokes, and the other two are like, ooh.
I'm only Catholic by ancestry, I guess. As an Italian, it's just
I mean,
the garlic bread and the Italian too, but yeah, the incense.
But Italians and Cubans were all Creasters normally.
Yeah.
No, I'm which is very... Christmas and Easter. That's a Creaster.
Yeah. No. I don't even know too much about Catholicism in general to be. I can't even call myself a Catholic because
we believe in the teachings of Cathol.
Yeah.
Jesus wasn't a fan.
I love her.
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie Izzard, for that one. Mm. I have to give credit where credit's due. But that it's one of the best Catholic jokes ever.
That's a great one.
No, my church was just very old, very white, very bureaucratic.
Churches.
They love meetings. And Methodists, they're like the Virgos of the faith. They love lists. They love order. They have meetings. They do votes.
The word method is in the name.
Even though my dad's church was non-denominational, there were deacons, there were elders, there were prayer meetings every week. There was
it's basically just a sort of free form, almost witchy. non-denominational society, was just a way of being like, I know what I want to do, but it doesn't fit mode.
We're gonna pick and choose our rituals.
Yeah, basically. which. Ironically, they're all based in witchcraft. Anyways,
or cannibalism.
What? Oh, right. Yeah,
the body of Christ.
Yes,
the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Vampirism.
We got a tortilla sometimes. when the French rolls were out by the grocery store, they just picked up tortillas, cut them into strips, and we dipped them into grape juice and called it a day.
Wow.
Told you we're not Catholic.
We had like freeze dried, and they would unthaw like the little. Like baby.
Oh, no. We had like, it was like a wafer for us, except for one particular parish that had like a bakery that was devoted to like doing a specific kind of bread.
I like it.
This was a rich suburb.
Crackers before too.
You what?
Oyster crackers. Oh, everyone gets an oyster cracker.
Yeah, we totally had oyster crackers.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and grape juice. That was like
tiny,
always that.
Tiny little shot glasses.
Wait, did they?
Full of grape
juice.
Oh,
you got the shot glass. We just had a dip in the same one.
Oh, no, but right. Did you guys get grape juice or actual wine? Because grape Catholics, juice. We got actual wine.
No, we got Welch's grape juice.
Welch's.
No. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. No, communion wine is made from Concord grapes. That was something I didn't know until like
Welch's.
It was so weird because it was an international wine and culture elective I took in college randomly because I wanted to be able to drink and I needed to throw away. The wine that's typically used for communion is made from Concord grapes, which is the same that like you eat in a grocery store, and it's the jelly. It's the only other wine that it's known as is Manischewitz, which is the Jewish one that you drink on Passover. It's like, basically it's kind of interesting that like, not only is Catholicism basically Judaism post Jesus, but they are known for drinking the same wine.
Oh, that's fun. Wow. I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good.
These are things that occupy space in my head as opposed to other useful things.
No, I think that's useful. I think it's useful. I do.
Useful. I mean, if I'm on Jeopardy, maybe if I'm really, really lucky.
Yeah. I always think of like whenever people tell me like the random facts in their head, I'm like, I will collect these for one day when I am Slumdog Millionaire. Yes. And they can watch the video of like where I got all of my information.
No, I mean, as a writer, I like to think that nothing I learn is superfluous.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because it can make me Aaron Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin inputs his... Mike, when the fuck are you going to transition us out?
I don't know. I was enjoying the conversation.
Okay.
I also started writing the Burbank Airport ad.
Yeah, exactly. Burbank Airport.
So this was like my everyday tarot deck. Like this is the one that I use. It's the one like if I'm trying to read, give a reading to myself or whatever. And so I'm lighting a like House of Intuition candle for this spell. It's a rebirth candle. And so I'm doing sex magic to basically like conceive and give birth to myself, like a new version of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I'm basically, and in magic, you will like cast a circle a lot of times when you're casting a spell, because what you're doing is likely to attract negative energy just because by virtue of what you're doing. So you draw circles so that you are, you're protected while you do the spell. And you, a lot of times, can lay out stuff on the perimeter of the circle as a way of channeling energy inwards or consecrating objects or whatever. So what I did is, to kind of rebirth myself as like a magical bitch, I laid out my tarot deck around me. So the outside, and then put crystals sort of on top of them or whatever. And then I'm in the middle. I've, you know, said my things that I have to say. And basically the next thing is like, I come, take a little bit of it, put it on the inside of the candle, whatever, and light it. And I end up coming so hard that it shoots over my head and onto some of the cards. And I thought I cleaned them up, but it turns out I didn't, because then the next time I go to use the deck, I have to peel some of the cards apart.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a rough one. That's a rough one.
So then, in order to peel them off one another, like some of the, they got kind of damaged to the point where, and some of the backs got damaged. So it's like, I know, I in order for a lot of, especially when you're doing a self spread, the whole point is you can't know which is which, and they have to kind of be indistinguishable. So I knew which two cards were the ones that had damage on the back. And so I had to get a new tarot deck. I can use that deck for other people though. So if I ever give you a reading and some of the cards are damaged,
I'm like, wonder which deck this is. Is this your sperm deck?
The dick deck.
The dick deck. No, dick deck.
Well, and also this may also be something else to sort of remark on, is like jacking off to someone that you've also like had conversations with is a really surreal phenomenon that I've experienced several times. And he's very nice and a lovely person and really funny. So it's just weird.
Yeah.
What's so weird is that I thought I would have to kind of create a division in my head.
Compartmentalize.
Basically of like, okay, this is who they are when they're sort of doing their adult film business or whatever, and then this is who they are kind of in the real world. But the more I interact with adult film stars, the more that
the lines blur.
Well, not just the lines blur, but I know a bunch of people who have not only stayed attractive, but if anything, become more attractive because
add the dimensionality to
because
them.
I know because I've like interacted with them, and so that was a whole other layer to it that I didn't even realize was possible, because they always say you kind of like never meet your heroes, never meet your, you know, I thought that by meeting people who kind of work behind the scenes, that kind of the appeal would be lost. But actually, I mean, sometimes that definitely has been the case. And then there's been other times where I'm like, no, you're actually hotter because you're like self-aware
or smart or nice or funny or whatever.
And so then I really fantasize real hard when I'm watching a scene with them, because it's like, why can't that be me?
Mm-hmm. So never meet your heroes, but always meet your porn stars.
Always meet your porn stars.
Always meet your porn stars, yeah.
Not
necessarily, but maybe. More times than not.
Some of the time it has enhanced my attraction. Other times it's completely erased. It just depends. Like, I won't mention names, but one of them can't spell the word opulence.
Okay.
Laura, how do you spell opulence?
Opulence. Oh, can I wait?
It's Laura. It's Laura.
OPP.
No.
Yeah, you know me.
Opulence isn't with double P?
No, it's not.
I thought it was OPP. Okay.
The only reason I know how to spell it off the top of my head is because of Paris is Burning.
Oh.
OPULENCE. Opulence. You own everything. Everything is yours.
Why is that a double
end scene?
I am. Anyway, yes, wonderful, beautiful.
Too much information for you? Didn't think so. There will be more bonus content coming soon, so until then, never meet your idols, always meet your porn stars, and don't forget to clear your browser history. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It lets us know you're having a good time and helps others to find the show. You can also tweet or DM us. We're at BrowserPod across all social media platforms. And you can also find us individually at DammitRJ, at the.laura.j, and me, at BikeMowers. Thanks!